Sometimes you need to make a quick decision based on priority. This week there was a story where America lost touch with that. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo will be by later on this hour. I'll explain why in a second. Our guest this hour is Faith Salley. You know Faith from CBS Sunday Morning and NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Well, Faith has a terrific new book, Approval Junkie, Adventures in Caring Too Much. We will talk with Faith Salley. Then there are more emojis, new and improved emojis coming soon to a smartphone near you. Why? Oh, we don't know, but we'll have the story. Then it will be the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo. And Christina will be here, well, sort of. She'll be joining us in a way she's never joined us before. On the phone. Why? Earlier this week, Christina went under the knife. Yeah, she had shoulder surgery, so she's all fixed up. She may never pitch again, which is sad. But anyway, everything went well. So she's home up at the estate, and she is relaxing. But she will join us because she is quite the trooper, and we will have our regularly scheduled entertainment report. We start things off this hour with the story that was really on the minds, consciousness, and pretty much all over social media, anything outside of Trump, all week long. And that was the story of the gorilla that was shot and killed in Cincinnati at the Cincinnati Zoo after a 3-year-old boy was able to get over the fence and get down into the water and was being held and dragged by this gorilla. Now, the first thing we saw on social media, and in much of regular conventional media, what a shame. They had to kill the gorilla. Well, can we just boil this thing down, okay? Let's start by kind of blaming people. Let's start by blaming the parents. We all know stupid parents, and how stupid were these parents to let their 3-year-old meander away and climb a fence or whatever and get down into water where this gorilla was? Aren't you watching your children? If you have kids, I have kids, don't you understand how it works? You have to keep an eye on the child at all times, especially at that age. You're in a public place. What's to stop some lunatic, especially in a family setting like a zoo, from just grabbing your kid and running away? It's kind of the same thing. You have to watch the kid. But when the child escapes and gets over the enclosure and gets down into where the gorilla is, then the priority is to protect the child. The gorilla was caring for the boy as if he was his own. You don't know that. No one knows that. This is a 400-pound animal. Can we please keep that in mind? And yes, it's a shame that they had to shoot and kill the gorilla. Well, why couldn't they just tranquilize him? Well, it was said earlier in the week if they shot tranquilizers into the gorilla, it would have taken quite a while for the tranquilizers to take effect. It's a 400-pound animal. And who knows what would have happened? Do you know the strength of a 400-pound animal? He could have crushed that kid's head like a melon if he wanted to. So you need to make a quick decision. And when it comes to the life of a human being, child, and the life of a gorilla, I'm sorry. I know it's not really that popular anymore to say, I'll side with the human being. And I don't care what your political perspective is, throw out your red states, throw out your blue states, and boil it down to what it means. There was a kid in there. You got to protect the kid. All right, maybe we should start looking at whether or not we should even have these zoos in the first place. The more I take a look at it, this is kind of unfair. They're in this ridiculous, unnatural condition for them. They've got morons standing at them all day, throwing peanuts and creating noises and things in an environment that they're not used to in the first place. Maybe it's time we just end all this. Okay, we all have 900 TV channels, high definition. Send Nat Geo out there so we can look at gorillas in their natural environment, not in downtown Cincinnati on the way to a Reds game. But when it comes to the life of a gorilla or the life of a child, if you tell me for a second you want to give the gorilla the benefit of the doubt, I will call you crazy. Stay with us. Faith Salley is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, should you wash your money? I mean, don't laugh. I'm talking soap and water. After all, you don't know where that money's been or who's touched it with their germy little hands. Here's the antiseptic science of it. Back in 1916, you could take your hard-earned cash to Washington, D.C., have it washed, ironed, and reissued. Not as dumb as it sounds. Why? Today's researchers have found more cocaine residue on U.S. bills than on any other currency, along with staphylococcus bacteria and bathroom matter on the money that's probably made its way to your wallet. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's hard to wash money, but with all the diseases in play today, after you handle your money, at least, trust me on this, at least wash your hands. Got a question? Send me an email to drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.